You're listening to SBS News.
Nazira Zubtarova was just a young child when she was forced into modern slavery. Born in Tajikistan, her family was forced to flee their homes as violence swept across the country. She recalls the night her single mother was threatened by an armed militia.
They said, if we come tomorrow and you're still here, we'll kill your son in front of you, we'll rape your daughter and kill her afterwards, and you'll witness all of it. So my mom came back, we packed everything we could, and we escaped.
Ms. Zubtarova's family fled to neighbouring Uzbekistan as refugees in 1992. It was there that she and her brother spent long hours picking cotton, all without pay, to keep themselves fed and sheltered.
I was pretty young. I was like 6 years old then. I just remember being very, very bored and being very, very hot and looking after my brother, so very tired as well.
It was only after she moved to Australia that she realised she had been forced to work as a modern slave.
Something that we accepted as normal because families were forced to do that. It was part of the community. It was part of... No one ever questioned that.
Ms. Zubtarova's experience is shared by millions of other modern slaves around the world. Much of the cotton picked in Uzbekistan by modern slaves is used to make brand-name clothing sold here in Australia. And many products stocked on Australian shelves are being produced through complex global supply chains, which could use slaves or underage children as part of the production process. But there are Australian small businesses trying to change that. Entrepreneur Zoltan Charkey, co-founder of Australian clothing brand Citizen Wolf, is making sure his products use ethically sourced materials.
The trouble with most fashion is that when it's cheap, if you're not the one paying for it, somebody in the supply chain is. And so what we're trying to do is to make clothing at a fair price, make it here in Australia, ensure that the skills stay here, and then we make things to last.
Sally Irwin, founder of the Freedom Hub Cafe and Survival School, is pushing for more small businesses to clean up their act. Since 2014, the Freedom Hub Survival School has been helping rescued Australian slaves to rebuild their lives. And Ms. Irwin says Australia is uniquely placed to make an impact on global slavery worldwide.
There are 40.3 million people in slavery around the world. 75% of them are in Asia Pacific. So if Australia cleans up its supply chains and works towards finding transparency in those supply chains, we've got a huge opportunity to completely smash global slavery.
Since July 1, Australia's first modern slavery legislation has come into effect, requiring companies to investigate their supply chains both abroad and in Australia. Lawyer Scott Alden, an expert on modern slavery, says new migrants to Australia with limited English-speaking skills are among the most vulnerable to exploitation.
Generally, Australians are well-educated and know their rights if they've been born and been brought up here. But those people that come here, it seems like a lovely country and a free country, and it probably is better conditions than what they were in, but it's still modern slavery and it is not to be tolerated.
And former slave Nazira is urging modern slaves working in Australia to speak up about their ordeal.
If you are being mistreated, if you think you might be a victim, speak up, just talk to someone. It's not okay.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.